country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Quebec country group Desert Heat was introduced to the Canadian country music scene with the release of their 2005 album, Forever Road. That album got them plenty of airplay, as well as some CCMA nominations. Of their concerts, Larry Delaney, publisher and editor of Country Music News, says Desert Heat's live stage show has been heralded as unequaled in Canadian country music. Trevor Brunton from Desert Heat joins me to talk about the group and to share some of their latest music, which will be part of a brand new CD being released this summer. It's my pleasure to welcome Trevor Brunton. Hi, Trevor.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing? Great to be here.
I am doing great. How are things with you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure getting to share some brand new music from the upcoming CD. A couple of great songs, and we'll hear some stories behind them. Maybe give us an update, Trevor, on what Desert Heat has been up to recently.
Well, to be honest, I was in a horrible accident about a year ago. Almost pretty bad accident, actually. Pretty close to death, so I was in the hospital for a little while. So we didn't really do that many shows last year, and I kind of wanted to get the CD done, and it was only a couple of days before we were supposed to go in the studio that I ended up in an accident, and so it took me almost 4 or 5 months before I could sing again. So the rest of the guys and our producer Chris Byrne from the Roadhammers, they went ahead and started getting the record ready, the CD, all the tracks done, and then Chris came to my place, and we did my vocal tracks up here in Montreal area. And so basically I've been kind of recuperating from that and did a few shows here and there, but we're just starting now to really start picking up again. So I'm back to good. So we've just released our first single from the record, and it went to radio about 3 weeks ago, and it's been getting a lot of ads, so we're really excited about that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're on the mend, and I mean, I can't imagine what the last year must have been, but now you're at a place where it's behind you and you can move forward with the music?
Yeah, exactly, and so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, the new single, so you've been getting airplay on it, we're going to be sharing it shortly, called Love Never Let Me Down. It's a great song. What can you tell us about that one?
That one was, we were getting pitched some songs from Nashville, from Denny Carr at Olay. We most of the time we write a lot of our own material, but for this record we wanted to reach out and try, you know, doing some other so many fabulous songwriters in Nashville who write for a lot of the big artists. We said, why not, you know, try to do some of their songs as well. And so through our good friend Denny Carr, he sent us a bunch of tracks to listen to, about probably a couple hundred songs, and we sat down and went through them. And when we heard this one, it just jumped out at us. I mean, it was written by three people, and one of them was Kelly Archer, a girl from Vancouver. So it was another fellow Canadian, so we were pretty excited about that. And we just heard the song. We just loved it. We said, we got to record that song. So now we did, and it went to radio now, and you know, we're starting to get a lot of ads across Canada, so we're really excited about that.
Now, when you listened to it and ended up recording it, did you do anything different than was on the demo? Did you put your own spin, or did the demo, was it a good guide as far as how it should be recorded?
Yeah, I wanted to try to keep it as close to the demo because I was just in love with the demo version we had heard. I was like, oh my God, I don't believe why this isn't at radio, you know, as is, because it's so well done. Like all those Nashville, you know, the demos are always so well done. And anyway, so we hoped to try to keep it as close to that as we could. I mean, my vocals are, you know, different kind of singing, I guess. And but other than that, I'd say it's not too far off the original.
Now, in a situation like that, for our listeners, do you get a chance to get feedback from the songwriters when you've recorded it to sort of share it with them, and they tell you how they think you did on it?
Yeah, I mean, so far we got some feedback, and they thought we did a really good job, and so we were proud to hear that. You know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I mean, like I said, this is kind of new for us doing other people's material. I mean, for 90% of the time, we write our own stuff. So, yeah, but for this song, yeah, we Kelly had said she thought it was really well done, and the other writers as well. So that's good feedback, and the publisher at LA, Denny Carr, and those guys really liked it too. So, yeah, so far the feedback was positive, which was a good thing. I mean,
yeah,
we sent it out to a few stations as well before we decided on which single to go with. We showed our some friends at radio, you know, here's three or four songs we're considering releasing as the first single, and you know, we'd love your feedback. And a majority of them came back saying this song is the first single, so you know, we kind of went with what the majority was.
That's a great way to do it, to get feedback from radio, because they obviously know what to a certain degree, you know, what people are going to like, or what radio friendly is, because that I can imagine must be a tough decision. Picking a single, because you want to make sure that you know, you start off strong right out of the gate with a new project.
Yeah, and to be honest, there was some other songs on this record that it was almost kind of hard for us to choose the first one, and that's kind of how we reached out to get some other feedback as well, because there's like three or four songs. I mean, the whole record we feel is pretty strong, you know, but there's always those few songs that stick out that we're like, oh, I hope that's the single, you know. And there is about, I'd say, four or five on this record that we really hope become singles that we feel really strong about, and that turned out, you know, we're really, really happy with the way it turned out. So this was one of them for sure. And there's a couple of other ones, one called Gasoline that we wrote, and Ain't No Future in the Pasture is another one. A song that Lady Antebellum had written with Roadhammers, a couple of the members of each of those bands wrote one that
really?
Was pitched to us. Yeah, and it's a fantastic song called They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore. And I'm pretty sure that song will probably end up being our biggest song on this record. It will probably be the second or third single, I believe. The reason we're waiting on
what combination?
Yeah,
a song written by members of Lady Antebellum and the Roadhammers. That's very cool.
Yeah, you know, the writing circles down in Nashville, everyone's kind of, you know, it's like one big family down there, and you never know who you're going to write with one day or the other. And I mean, I go down there quite a bit to write as well, and you know, it's cool. One day I'm in one studio with Brett Michaels, guitar player, and writing for the day with him, and then I'm in another one with Willie Mack, who's a fantastic songwriter, and next day I'm writing another song with you know, someone else. So But this one was pitched to us because the Hammers were helping us with this record. Clayton Bellamy showed it to us and said he'd written it with one of the members of Lady Antebellum. So we were like, yeah, man, we love the song, so thank you very much. We're going to try to cut it. So it came out really well, and he loves the way it turned out too. So it has some reference to 911. So what we're going to do is try to time it to come out around the 10th year anniversary of September 11th.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to try to have that come out, you know, end of August, early fall, early September, and hopefully with the video.
So I gather the song has a lot of meaning to it.
Yeah, it does, and just different kind of storylines in each, you know, one part that references that kind of about the, you know, what had happened there, and then other ones just, basically it's just going back saying, you know, they don't make them like that anymore, just the way people are, and they were, and I'm going to send you that song. I'm going to send you a copy of it right off so you can hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's turn to the first song we were talking about, the brand new radio single from Desert Heat, and this is Love Never Let Me Down here on In the Country.
I'm done cursing myself. Like love.
And that is Desert Heat, brand new music from them. It's their current radio single called Love Never Let Me Down. I'm speaking with Trevor Brunton from the group. And Trevor, it's such a great song, very catchy, and so much meaning in the lyrics.
Yeah, it seems to be one that a lot of people can relate to, and that's kind of what caught our attention on it, too. I mean, for major, you know, for trying to get your songs out to radio, a major factor is trying to get a lot of people a song that can, you know, a lot of people can relate to. And I guess, you know, it's just one of those songs that everyone in our band was like, oh my God, yeah, this is definitely can relate to that. So I think, and when we sent it out for the feedback, that was some of the positive feedback from the radio DJs and stuff, saying, you know, that is definitely a very mainstream song that a lot of people can definitely relate to. So
Yeah.
I mean, so far the feedback's been really positive, and we're getting a lot of ads across Canada. So I mean, that's a good thing. So,
it's a pretty good feeling when you get those weekly updates with how many new ads the song has been put onto different radio stations.
Sorry, you were cutting out there. I apologize. I can't hear.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, it's getting some feedback, I think.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's cutting out a bit. Sorry, try one more time.
Yeah, I was just... it must be great to get those new ads at different radio stations.
Yeah, it's every we get. Lauren sends us a report. She's our radio tracker. Lauren Tutty does an amazing job. She sends her reports every Monday, and we get to every time we get that email, we're like excited to look at it, to see what new stations have added us across Canada. And it's neat because you see all over the place. You'll see them in Saskatchewan, then you'll see them in Alberta and BC and Ontario and. You know, it's pretty neat. It's funny, the only place really we don't see it is Quebec, because here we are from Quebec, but there's like no Quebec radio stations. It's really frustrating. It's too bad, because luckily we have a station in New York that plays us a lot, and so we get heard in the Montreal area on that station. But other than that, we don't get much support in Quebec. It's funny, there's just not really too many radio stations, you know.
Not too many that play country music.
What's that?
Not too many that play country music?
No, that's what I mean. Like, there's tons of rock stations, et cetera, but no, there's no,
right.
there's barely any country radio stations in Quebec. I mean, it's, a few of them here and there, little small ones and smaller outside towns in the smaller areas, and they all support us. But I mean, there's not really like any real major big radio stations in Quebec for country music. It's kind of disappointing, but, it's funny because, you know, it's too bad. Country music is just, it's so popular these days, and it's got such a crossover feel. I mean, I kind of wish radio stations would just, like, say, you know what, here's our genre. It's called good music, and you just mix
right.
everything, you know, country, pop, rock, whatever, because there is so much of it is so crossover anyway. It's hard to label
yeah.
these days what's country, what's rock, what's pop, you know. So, anyways, I mean, it's funny because all the DJs on the rock stations all have our CD and they love it and they love the band and they're like good friends of ours, but yet they can't play our songs because they say it doesn't fit their
they need to
their,
have, yeah.
their format.
They need to have
those.
Stations like that, and I think there are some in certain
they're
areas, but
they
play a mixture.
They're starting to pop up across Canada, and I'm glad to see it. I mean, we're getting some support on some radio stations like that that play a mix of, you know, they'll play Nickelback, and then they'll turn around and play Love Never Let Me Down by us, and then they'll turn around again and play, you know, something by Tim McGraw. So it's pretty neat. I like those stations.
Yeah. Nice, yeah, for sure. When you guys decide on a song and you go into the studio to record it, does everybody have to agree on it? Does that happen? Or do you have to sometimes convince one of the members that it really is a good song and maybe they just haven't got into it yet?
Well, it seems to, a lot of times the guys go with, you know, we kind of, there's a couple of us, me and my brother, the lead guitar player, and the main four guys are me and my brother, and the Jared, who plays the acoustic guitar, and Robin, who plays bass. We started this thing about 25 years ago. We were in high school, just teenagers, and we started a band called Desert Heat. But we were more of a rock band for many, many years. Then we became like a Tragically Hip tribute band for about 5 years. And then we kind of just took a break for a while and just started writing songs. Went to Nashville, actually, and did Forever Road CD, more with the intention that we were going to sell those songs or pitch them to other artists. And
okay.
it just ended up coming out so well that, like, we're so happy with it that we regrouped and ended up putting the CD out, and it did really well for us. So Desert Heat was kind of, you know, back together again. And but as far as who chooses the songs, everything comes down to us four pretty well. And most of the time they'll say, well, whatever feels best for you, for your vocals, you know, like, if there's a song everyone really likes, but it's just kind of out of my range or doesn't really sound good with me singing it or whatever, then we'll pass on it. But I'd say us four pretty well make the decisions and everything.
Now, you're talking about originally looking to pitch the songs that became Forever Road. In your mind, Trevor, do you have an artist or a group that you would love to hear record one of your songs? And is there one you've got you think would be perfect for a certain act?
Yeah, I do, and I would love to. I've actually tried pitching songs to quite a few of those artists, but like Keith Urban, I would love to have him do one of our songs off our Forever Road song, Forever Road CD called Summer, or Gone But Not Forgotten even is another one I could see Keith Urban doing. There's a few. I even tried to pitch some to Bon Jovi, I mean, for the crossover when he was doing the, Lost Highway. Because I write a lot with one of his best friends who writes a lot of his songs too, and he said that he thought it would be a great Bon Jovi song. The thing is that John Bon Jovi and those guys like to write a lot of their own songs, and that's the thing with a lot of those Keith Urbans and the major big stars there. A lot of them actually write a lot of their own songs, or they co-write, or they have
right.
a circle. They have a circle of real close songwriters that they kind of have their material written from, you know. So it's hard to get, just as an up-and-comer songwriter or whatever, to get a cut on one of those major star records. So it happens once in a while, you know, if you're in the right place, the right time, or the right connection.
Yeah.
A lot of it's who you know.
That's right.
So, I mean,
yeah,
it does happen.
A great song, but you have to know somebody to get close enough to that
yeah.
artist, as
exactly.
you said.
Exactly. I mean, if Keith Urban did do one of our songs, you know, it would most likely be a hit because Keith Urban did it, right? But maybe if Desert Heat or Joe Hick or whoever, you know, not at that level yet as far as a superstar or whatever, it may not be a hit. But if, you know,
that's right.
Like, you know, you get any of those superstars can basically sing anything. And because they have that name on it, it's going to be a hit. So if you're lucky enough to get one of your songs cut by a Brad Paisley or a Keith Urban or whoever, it's a lot of money in your pocket. It boosts your name to a whole new level just because you had so-and-so do your record, you know, or
song.
Yeah,
you become in demand and other people want to hear the other songs you've got.
Exactly. So it really is a domino effect to stardom for yourself as a songwriter. And I spend time in Nashville. I'm trying to get into that side of it a lot more. I'm starting to write with other writers and stuff like that. Like I co-wrote something with Jason McCoy and Willie Mack a while back, and I'm trying to write something for Shane Yellowbird, and I'm good friends with him. You know, once you start writing with, and you're in those inner circles, then your name kind of, you know, gets to a new level, and people start requesting from you. So that's kind of a cool, you know, avenue to take if you as a songwriter. But yeah, I mean, Desert Heat, we've had about 15 singles at radio, and about 95% of them are ones we wrote. But you know, we continue writing, and at the same time, we don't mind recording other people's songs if we like the song. You know, if we think it'll fit our band, then we'll definitely give it a listen and try it. Sometimes you choose a song, and then you go into the studio to cut it, and it just doesn't come out as well as you thought it would, or the way you're hoping it would. So you pass on it. We picked about 50 or 60 songs for this record, and in the end, we recorded about 15 or 20, and then we end up just keeping 10. So
I guess it can happen either way too. You can go in and it's not as good as you expected. Then you might have other songs that you thought were good, but you've made them great when you've got into the studio.
Yeah, or we all go in with one thinking this is going to be the number one hit, you know, this is going to be the song that boosts us to superstardom or whatever, and then you get out there and you look at each other and go, ugh, what happened? It came out the way we thought it did. We were hoping,
right.
You know. So. And then one song you weren't really crazy about, but you thought, well, we'll record it anyway, you know, it could be something maybe, and then that ends up being the one that ends up being really big, eh? So.
Yeah.
You never know. It's just a crazy business, and it's just very addictive, though. You know.
Let's turn to the new song, a new one coming from the album called Gasoline, and you mentioned earlier the group wrote this. You want to just tell us about the writers and then a little story about them, and we'll play the song.
Yeah, Jared, my co-writer with me and the guitar player of the band, the acoustic guitar player, he had come up with this great idea for a song called Cold Beer in July, and basically a song was recorded and or not recorded but written, and then we just thought maybe we could change the chorus a little bit to we weren't really 100% sold on the Cold Beer in July, so we changed it to Gasoline. The rest of the song stayed pretty well the same, but we changed the chorus, and me and him basically rewrote it, and it turned out to be Gasoline. So we're pretty excited about this one. I think it'll be a great video. We're going to shoot the video probably in May or June for this one, and another one called Ain't No Future in the Pasture, probably around the same time. So have a couple of videos on YouTube probably for the summer at least, and maybe CMT.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that, for CMT. Let's share the song now, Desert Heat, and brand new music. This is Gasoline on In the Country.
Time to pass. Tell me why the hell do the weekend seem to go by extra fast? Afternoon on Friday, I'm stuck working in the sun. But I'm thinking about the good times I'll be having when I'm done. Heading to the country, I ain't thinking Monday morning. Got a beat up truck and a brand new ATV. Heading out of town to a place I found where we all get good and muddy. The weekend's mine. Gasoline. Well, I don't mind getting dirty, and I sure don't mind a tan. I can do without sore muscles and over calloused hands. A little hard work never hurt no one, that's what my daddy said. But I need a little time out in the woods to clear my head. I'm headed to the country. Monday morning, got a beat up truck and a brand new ATV. Heading out of town to a place I found where we all get good and muddy. The weekend's mine and now it's time for me to burn some gasoline. Ain't nothing like the summertime in the country on a Friday night.
Brand new music from Desert Heat and Gasoline here out in the country. Lots of energy there. You can visit Desert Heat online at desertheatmusic.com. And another website I'll throw out our listeners here, Lauren Tutty's name a lot, and she's a radio tracker, does promotions as well. And if you're an artist out there and want to learn more about that, you can visit laurentutty.com, T-U-T-T-Y.com, and visit her and learn all about what she does for these great artists.
Lauren is fantastic, and she's super at what she does, and just such a good person. And if you got to check her out if you're looking for someone to do that kind of work for you. I definitely highly recommend her for sure.
Helped out a ton of artists across Canada.
Oh, yeah.
In our remaining moments, just wanted to ask you about these live shows. I've read so many quotes on your website, desertheatmusic.com, about all the great things. In a minute or less, describe those live shows, Trevor.
Basically, we're bringing 80s rock to country music. I mean, that's probably the best way to look at it. We grew up on that 80s scene, and we try to bring as much high energy to the shows as we can. I mean, nothing against the guy who stands there with the guitar and sings. I mean, that's cool and great. You know, they have amazing voices. But, man, we just love to get out in the audience. We love to put on the high-energy show. I mean, we're just running around all over the place. I mean, we try not to sit still, you know. So, yeah, and this summer should be a lot of shows coming up. So we'll awesome. Just check our website. It's being revamped right now, our website, but in another couple of weeks or so, it should be have a lot of new dates, so.
That's great. Thanks so much, Trevor. It's been a pleasure having you on the show and hearing the stories and, of course, hearing the brand new music. I wish you all the best, and we'll get you on again later on this year and introduce some new songs from it as well, some more songs.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Thanks for all your support, you guys, and we really, really appreciate it. So we look forward to seeing and talking to you guys again. Thanks.
Awesome. My pleasure. My guest today has been Trevor Brunton from the country group Desert Heat. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.